Appreciate you tuning in today. I am so excited. We finally have a guest with me that I've been anticipating but haven't been able to get on for whatever reason. And, you know, I believe that everything happens in time, you know, on that perfect time. And a lot of times we don't see that and we get impatient, but it's all about timing with spirit. And so today I'm excited to have with me Dr. Adam Fulmore. And he is here, and we'll be getting him online here in a little bit. Adam, hi, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm just excited. I woke up this morning excited. I've stayed excited. I'm just excited. And so, and that's a good thing. You know, I went bike riding, ate a healthy shake. There's like a place that has healthy shakes here, and just feel really good. And so that's a good thing. All right. And hopefully you feel good too. And if you don't, I believe that you will. Okay. Let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. The show card is from my Gaia deck, and it's the evolution card. Earth changes, climate change, and transformation. That's where every living thing is right now. We're in a time of transformation, a time of great change. And so that's a good thing. You know, we did this yesterday. We talked about sending Reiki energy into every living thing. And we still are continually to do that. It's 7 days, 7 minutes, 7 seconds. You can find that information over on my website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. There's a picture of the earth there. And you just send healing energy into it. Spirit actually called that. Yesterday, we actually had a channeled message. I would suggest you go listen to it if you haven't already. I've listened to it because when I channel, I don't know what is said a lot of the times. I get pieces, you know, bits and pieces of that. But I listened to it, and it's a very powerful channeled message. And I would suggest if you haven't listened to it that you go over there. It's yesterday's program. And it was a very powerful show, so go over and check that out. But today's going to be powerful, too. Dr. Adam, he's gone through a lot of emotional stuff in his own life. I've found out a lot of healing techniques that hopefully he'll be discussing with us here in a little bit, and how that we can use those to help us heal. Maybe today you're going through some emotional stuff, and you just need that little bit of umph forward, that little push forward, and hopefully Dr. Adam can help us with that today. So I appreciate him, and I appreciate the energy inside of him, and I appreciate you so much. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll get him on here with us, and we'll go from there. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this wonderful day. And I just thank you for the energy that I feel right now. I thank you for your love that just envelopes us and just says, hey, you know what? It's going to be okay. And even in those trying moments of our lives, and even in those emotional moments in our lives when it just feels that we're overwhelmed, you're still right there saying, hey, you know what? I got you. I love you and appreciate you. And Father, Mother God, just remind us of that. Because sometimes it gets a little hard, but we know that you're right here, right inside of us, pushing us forward, asking us to go a little higher, reach a little deeper, and we thank you for that. Father, Mother God, I thank you for my guest, Dr. Adam, today. I thank you for his life, and I thank you for the things that he has gone through, even if those were a little hard at times, because in those times of his life, I'm sure that he learned a lot of stuff that he's going to be sharing with us here in a little bit. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just bless him and the work that he is trying to do on our planet and the lives that he's already touched and the lives that he is going to touch, not just today, but forward and continually in his life. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the listeners that are listening to this program right now. And I pray that something is said here today that would benefit them, that would help them on their journey, because that's what it's about. It's about helping them have tools to help them on their own journey. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that. Father, Mother God, I thank you for what you're about to do. And we surround ourselves right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Adam. Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yep, I can hear you perfectly. Thanks for all those kind words. I'm really excited to be on the show today.
I know, finally. Finally you're here.
Yeah, no doubt, eh? It's, there's been a few things that have come up, but yeah, we're talking together now. So this is
I know.
Great.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I believe it's all in timing, and you might agree with this. You know, I believe that, you know, everything is in Spirit's timing. It might not be in our timing. It's always when Spirit has things in store for us. And, you know, maybe today, you know, that is that day, you know, that the perfect time to have you here. So because we've been talking on the show about emotions and you know, because I believe that that's a lot of our problems right now. A lot of people are just emotionally overwhelmed. And I noticed that you went through a time in your life when you were just in that place. So can you talk about that and how you got out of that and just whatever else you want to share as we start here?
For sure, yeah, I can talk about that. Yeah, I certainly agree with you. Like, emotions can be there. We can't live without them. Like, life would be pretty boring without them. But
right, yeah, definitely.
A lot of times we can misunderstand how people treat us or act towards us, and a lot of emotional issues can, I find, are created at a very young age, because children, babies, they're so innocent, and they just take everything in and just like, okay, I guess this is the norm, how my
right.
parents are yelling at me and or screaming at somebody, or they're very fearful, so that's how I have to be.
Right.
So one takes that on and begins acting that way too. Or likewise, a parent's very happy, or the person that a person's around is very happy too, and a person will pick up on that as well.
Right.
But yeah, unfortunately, there's the negative side that many people tend to get affected by, and then as you get older, it's like it basically creates like a snowball effect. It's like it just
right.
kind of grows and grows and grows. And yeah, what I found when I was like really started, well, I noticed it when I was a child, but when I was a teenager especially, just how insecure I was. And I was just like, why do I feel like this? So I started questioning that a lot and looking into that, like, because I just had so much fear in my life. I was afraid of what people thought about me. I was afraid of, like, if I said the wrong thing and all this stuff, just so much fear. It was just inhibiting me from, like, being the person I could be, and did not like that person at all. Like, I kind of had a bully mentality myself. Like, I used to, like, tease people in order to make myself feel better and stuff. So, yeah, I really did not like myself for that reason. So I decided to consciously make a shift and be like, you know what, I can be a better person. And after doing that, I started getting, like, guided in all these different directions. Well, not different directions, in directions that I never even would have guessed, like, for sure. Like, I injured myself when I was, well, not a severe injury, but enough to, like, it stopped me from being able to work. I used to work in some restaurants and stuff like that, and I ended up getting a very severe cut on my finger where I had to get plastic surgery, so I had to take a month off work. And after having the surgery and everything, the day after, I had this really vivid dream that I needed to go to this a monastery, and I was like, monastery? I had this thoughts of going, and I was like, this is a perfect time. So I looked it up on the internet, like, monasteries in my area, and found this one. I went off to it, and there, like, it was a Theravada Buddhist monastery, so it's the original teachings of the Buddha. And there I learned, like, so much, like, how to basically just release and change all the, so much of this emotional garbage, essentially, that I was carrying, just to let go of so much, like, negative feelings I had towards my parents or siblings or stuff that had just built up over the years and had created just this ugly monster inside of me. And so I was there for like a week. So I definitely cleared out a lot of stuff, but I knew I had more stuff to deal with. So I went back each year for a couple more years. Certainly, I wouldn't say I was perfect after those years, but definitely lightened the load, so to speak. Took out a lot of garbage. And then after that, I was introduced to a native medicine man, and I did a lot of work with him and several other people at recognizing basically the inner demons or the darkness. That's how they look at things, like sort of the darkness within. So did a lot of work there, clearing out stuff. And prior to all this, I was in training for Chinese medicine as well. By the time I met this medicine man, I had finished my traditional Chinese medicine training, so I was a doctor of Chinese medicine. And that in itself, too, helped a lot with shifting me as well, like, shifting out a lot of the insecurities, because when you're in school, you're like getting acupuncture almost every day, so it's anyone that's experienced acupuncture, and like sometimes you'll get like emotional basically releases and stuff in that, or different healing experiences. It helps us strengthen up the body, and the body gets stronger. It's like these minor things, these minor emotional stuff, well, which can seem major, just start leaving. There's been lots of different stuff. I could go on and on and on
and on
about
and on.
different stuff that I've done to get me to where I'm at today.
And I have a question for you, because while you were talking, and I find your story very fascinating, but you're leaning toward holistic healing and all that stuff. Now, what was that pull inside of you? I mean, have you been exposed to that before? Or, you know, like when you went to the monastery, what was that pull? You know, how did you get involved in that?
That's interesting. I remember prior to that, like, I had just some thoughts, it would be nice to go to a monastery. I never really put much time and energy into it until I cut my finger and I had this time off, and then I just got this super strong vision, like, okay, you need to do this. Now's the time. And when you get messages that loud and clear, it's definitely really good to listen to them.
Right, definitely.
As you're probably aware, or else it can turn around to kick you in the butt.
Yeah, for definitely.
Sure. Yeah. And that was the same thing with Chinese medicine school for me. Like, I was actually enrolled at just a community college in Victoria, BC, where I grew up in an environmental technology program. Like, I had thought about Chinese medicine, but I didn't put much energy into it. But then I was at this community college, Camosun College, it's what it's called, and I was there, and just the voice in my head, it's like, you shouldn't be here, you need to be going to Chinese medicine school. So I couldn't even focus there. It's like, you need to get out of here, you need to go.
Right, right. So go somewhere else.
That was another strong, really pull that I've had in my life. You need to go do this.
Right.
So, yeah, I've always been drawn to, like, holistic medicine since I can remember back as a teenager.
Right.
Is probably when it first started, just, like, more on, like, the herbal front, like, being interested in, like, what certain herbs can do and such like that. And then it sort of grew from there. Then I moved into more like the energy medicine, more so focusing on that. Because, yeah, then later on, like, I was introduced to this medical Qigong master where a place I lived in Nelson, and I apprenticed under him. And he taught me a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, a lot of the stuff I do today is because of him. Like, he taught me how to manipulate energy and send it both distantly and in person, like to somebody.
Right.
So yeah, just always had this sort of pull, I guess, towards holistic medicine.
Right. Now, if somebody didn't understand, maybe somebody's listening to you and I that, you know, don't understand anything about energy in their body and all that stuff, is there a way that you could explain that really quick to us? In case somebody's listening that doesn't understand what we're talking about when we're talking about energy healing and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, best way to basically explain it is, like, we're all made up of energy. Just like, why, like, for instance, someone can get hit by lightning and that lightning can pass through them, because it's the same thing as, like, energy, or you can get electrocuted by touching a wire or sticking your finger in a socket, because we are essentially made up of energy. Like, our nervous system, for instance, is like, those are energy pathways. And then basically everything sort of follows, sort of like the blood in your body follows that energy in the body. So if your nervous system's not working properly, the blood won't go down to your foot, for instance, if the nerves aren't working down there, so your foot will go numb. And same thing for, like, organs, glands, tissues in the body. So so basically through intention, you can send energy anywhere, just like, say, a cell phone wave or a radio wave. Like, the intention is set up with those cell phone waves to go to that other cell phone by dialing that number. Like, the network's being set up, like, there's networks to send energy, like, for instance, for me or some other person trained to send energy anywhere, because those networks are already set up. You just don't see them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense to me. Because I know about this stuff. So, but yeah, but you know, but it's basically, and what, you know, I always tell people is, you know, we're, like you said, we're all we're made of energy. We have chakras inside of us, so chakra energy centers, all that stuff. Now, let's get back to emotions, because I don't want to get off track here. How do our emotions affect our energy? I mean, how does that start with us? I mean, how does that affect us?
Well, yeah, back to the analogy of, like, sort of a baby or a young child, like, when you're born, like, your energy is flowing naturally in your body. Like, typically when a baby's born, they're in fairly good health, unless, like, the parents were or a parent was really sick or something traumatic happened during the birth.
Right.
So like when you bring in the emotion, so as a person ages and if they're always sort of bombarded by negative emotions, whether it be anger, fear,
right.
sadness, hatred, those have like a lower vibrational energy. So a person sort of takes on anger or creates anger from, or they're mad at their parents or they're
right.
mad at somebody or whatever, they're angry about something. So by constantly harboring that in what's called the subconscious mind, where it's like on an automatic process, because the subconscious is basically controlling like over 90% of our activities. So if you have the thought form in your mind of like being angry, for instance, at your mother for something that she had done to you, she didn't allow you to go to the store and buy something like, and it can be such silly things too, but we build them up to be like something major. And
right.
that over time basically starts to cause the energy to sort of be deformed or get restricted or not flow properly. And for instance, like when that starts happening in the body, if it's affecting, say, an organ, that organ will start to not function properly, or the function of a lesson. Like, for instance, anger really affects the liver and kidneys and adrenals. So if you have a lot of anger, like that liver will start to, the function of it will start to decrease. So your bile flow might not be as well. So that'll start to affect your digestion, your ability to detox properly.
Right.
So a person will start having like digestive problems. And then toxins will start to build up in their liver, and then their blood's not being cleansed well enough, and then further on that can start to develop heart problems. So it's just, it starts creating a whole domino effect, and then pain will start to show up in the body in different areas, especially like in the peripheral parts of the body, like arms, legs and stuff, because that blood's not being cleansed, because it's the farthest away from like basically the center.
Mm-hmm.
So physical stuff can manifest from emotional unwell or unhappiness in the body.
Right. So emotional healing is very important. Now, with you, because we're running out on time here, and so let's get to what do you do exactly to how to help people, and what would a treatment be like with you in an emotional area? How would you help somebody?
Well, typically what I do is I'll do like an energetic body scan on the person to find out what the root cause of their health problem is. And sometimes, sometimes it may not be emotional, but in the sense when it is like something emotional causing it, then it's like, you have to like find out why the person's sort of holding on to it to begin with, just to make sure like it can fully let go, because some people actually want, they don't consciously usually want that emotion, but they're holding on to it as a protective mechanism a lot of the time. Like, for instance, fear.
Yeah.
Like, some people may hold on to fear because they're afraid of failure or even afraid of success. So it's like it starts creating these weird patterns in the body, which then can create physical health problems, or just emotional health problems like anxiety, depression, because the energy is not flowing properly through the heart. So it's like, and the brain, so the brain chemicals get all thrown off, and the adrenal glands are just stressed.
Right. Yeah, because I totally agree with that, because for years I held on to anger to protect myself, you know, because I thought, well, if I'm angry, nobody will want to be around me. But what I was really trying to keep away from was, you know, I didn't want people to love me, because then I would get hurt and, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, we have some emotions in there that try to protect us, but, you know, in the long run, that's not good. So luckily I got that.
Yeah, nice.
So now I can love people and love myself. So that's a good thing. But for a long time, just like you, for a long time, I was just stuck in a very emotional prison. I called it a very emotional prison for me. And, you know, but it's nice that you help people. Now, how can people get hold of you? And you know, stuff like that. Let's give them a website to get a hold of you.
Yeah, my website is intuitivehealthsolutions.com. Okay. That's how people can get hold of me there and read up a bunch of information on me. I do offer a free distance healing scan there too, where I can look into, like, for instance, like one thing going on with the person. It's also to help for people to verify, like, I can make that connection with them as well from afar. So many people like using that service, though I don't know how much longer I'll be able to keep doing it. It's just because I'm so busy. So
busy is good.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah. So, but
it's just whether people are willing to wait it used to be about 5 business days it would take me. Now it's like sometimes can take me up to a month to even
get
but I try and inform people about that, like if I'm going to be delayed and such. And also I have a phone number where people can reach me too. That's on the website, but it's 1-800-272-0614.
Right.
Email address, just adam@intuitivehealthsolutions.com. So yeah, there's those three ways people can get hold of me.
Right. And now if somebody's out there and maybe they're a little leery, you know, distant healing, you know, a lot of people, you know, I understand, you know, they're going, okay, how would that really work? How would that benefit, you know, me? And I understand that, but there might be somebody else out there that's having a problem with that. How would you explain that to them? I mean, you know, the distant healing thing that you do.
Right. Well, similar to what I was talking about before, kind of like a radio wave or a cell phone wave, how that's able to, like, reach all the way on the other side of the world. That's similar to the energy that I'm sending. It's different frequency. So that's how that works. And it's able to shift these imbalances that are going on, basically, like, the energy that was being created, whether it's from a physical issue or like an emotional or a mental issue, like, because then the energy starts to shift and change. And sometimes, yeah, the changes aren't immediate. Sometimes, like, it can take a few days to a week for a person to fully shift and integrate.
Right.
Depending on what's going on with the person.
Yeah. Now, Adam, would that person, when you're doing the treatment, would that person have to be, you know, laying down? Would they have to be still, or could they just continue on doing whatever they would be doing that day?
I find it best if the person is sort of in a relaxed place, whether they're sitting down, sleeping, meditating.
Right.
As long as they're not doing too much, like running around, doing tons of errands or working, because typically you'll go into a slower brain state, so like an alpha or a theta brain state, where the...
Right.
Because that's when the body can heal a lot quicker.
Right.
As well, and get more instantaneous results.
Well, I think it would be better for somebody to be, you know, still, because also, you know, other energies you might be picking, you know, there's other energies that you pick up as you are outside and, you know, around other people. So I think it would be best to, you know, be somewhere, you know, laying down or, like you said, you know, sitting down or something like that. I was just wondering about that, just in case, you know, I'm trying to ask questions that maybe somebody else would be asking you if they could call in here. But now, how long have you been doing this? I mean, as a profession right now?
I've been doing it it's about 8 years, I believe.
8 years.
Starting to lose count now.
Yeah, it's been a while. Now, do you work with somebody else in this, or do you just do it yourself? Or
there is my wife sort of does it part time.
Okay.
She's a medical intuitive.
Right.
She takes it more from like the nutritional front, so she's kind of like she's not a naturopathic doctor, but. Like, that would be the best way to describe it. She's like a naturopathic or a nutritional intuitive.
Right.
Because she takes it more at that front, like really helping people with like diet, nutrition, cleanses, like getting them on the right protocol to basically help them heal.
Now, do you, this might be out of your expertise, but now, do you think that our foods affect us, the things that we eat?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Like, yeah, I know a lot about nutrition and all that. Oh, for sure, yeah. If you're eating, like, a lot of processed food and such, then typically you're gonna feel like junk. Like, there's a reason why this stuff's called junk food.
You feel like junk after,
and there'll be foods that people are, that can be super healthy to one person and not to another, like considered like to be a food intolerance because the body sees it as a toxin for some reason.
Because that can be
due with something mental and emotional going on with the person too. Like they grew up like being told that that food's not good for you, or they had to hide it, for instance, secretly away, and so they built up this whole issue around it as well.
And I think also for a lot of people, you know, in our world, I think a lot of people emotionally eat. You know, they're not even hungry, but they're eating. And would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, for sure. And that has a lot to do with the stress, because food helps to release endorphins, which are chemicals that help you to feel better. So many people will do that in order to feel good, to basically bury a feeling that they're having. And same goes for like smoking, drinking, all that stuff. It's just to help to, not to say all that's done for that reason, but many times there is like to bury sort of feelings or to numb out that sensation.
Yeah, for me, the first sign that there is something that I need to pay attention to is if I start eating a whole bunch of sugary stuff. You know, if I'm craving sugar stuff, then I'm thinking, okay, wait, something's going on inside of me that I need to pay attention to that I don't want to pay attention to because my body's trying to self-medicate here. So, yeah, and to cover that up because there's something popping up. And right now, I don't know about you, but I think at the beginning of this year, I've seen a lot of people that are just on emotional edge right now. A lot of people are just angry. I mean, I come just walking through stores and stuff. I pick up on that energy. Do you feel that or?
Oh yeah, I usually have trouble like going into big places. I feel like sort of worn out after. Depends. Sometimes, I'm not a big fan of going into, say, like malls and stuff like that.
I try to stay away from that for a lot of reasons because I pick up on people and, you know, I'm reading them and it's like, okay, I can't do this constantly. But you know, I just find that right now because there's a lot of pressure on our world right now. You know, there's a comedy stuff going on and all this stuff going on right now. So a lot of people, but I feel like that it's bringing up emotions to get those healed. You know, I think that we just don't let that surface because we don't want to feel that pain. But it's like if we feel that pain, that initial pain, then it will just get out of us and you know, we'll feel a lot better. But, you know, we're going to hurt maybe for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. It's
sort of like people don't understand what's going on either.
I got parents that right now that have no idea. You know, they're going through the processes I'm going through. At least I understand my process. They have not a clue of what's going on with them. So I can see that with them. There's a lot of people that just don't understand. But we just have to, you know, we have to face those things in our life. And, you know, and I'm sure with you, when those things, emotional things for you came up, it was hard to begin with.
It was like being in it, you just feel like garbage for sure. Yeah. But it was like there was just this voice inside of me just that kept just saying, push through and get rid of this stuff and you'll feel like a whole lot better. And I'm certainly glad I did.
Yeah. Now, are there techniques that maybe if somebody can't come to you, are there techniques that we could do without your help? Or is there something that you could give us just maybe to help us a little bit right now if somebody's really having an emotional day today?
Right. Some simple things that people can do are sort of to help to balance out the two sides of the brain, so the left and right side of the brain, are like what's called alternative nostril breathing. Have you heard of that before?
I've heard a little bit of it. I'm not real sure about it.
Right.
Basically, how it works is you cover one nostril with a finger, and so you
right.
take a deep breath in with that nostril that's open and hold that for 7 seconds,
okay.
and then you cover up the other nostril and breathe out through it. So you're breathing
okay.
in through one nostril and exhaling throughout the other, and then you breathe in with that same one you just exhaled with, and then alternate it, so close that other nostril.
Right.
So you're doing that, you're holding it, and you're breathing in for 7 seconds, and then you're holding it for 7 seconds, and then you're letting it go. What that helps, like I was saying, that helps to balance out the left and right side of the brain, and so that'll help to balance out, because when a person's feeling emotional, typically their brain chemicals are off, so they'll either have
right.
like too much adrenaline or what's called neuroephedrine in the brain, so that fight or flight sort of chemical.
Right.
Or they may have too much serotonin, serotonin is typically a feel-good hormone, but sometimes people can feel off if they have too much serotonin in the brain too.
Right.
So that will help. That sort of gives, that's more of like a symptom relief, but it's one thing a person can do if they're having a real emotional day. So it'll take the edge off.
Right.
And definitely give them a break, but typically they're like, really get down to it, you're going to have to like look into see why you're getting
yeah,
so
right.
emotional to begin with. And one
yeah.
of the best ways to do that is just through meditation, like quiet contemplation, like to find out, to still your mind enough to find out what's going on. And yeah, meditation's certainly not easy. It's about putting time aside, though. But
right.
a lot of like the well-known people are all like in the media, and celebrities are all getting into meditation. Like you have like Oprah Winfrey and
right.
and like are all like starting to like talk about energy and stuff now and getting into meditation because they're seeing the value of it. And I bet you if you talk to these people that they've been doing meditation for a while because it helps to clear your mind and be on
right.
your game and.
Yeah, because I notice with me when I spend that time in meditation, my mind is clear, sharp. I don't feel all those. I don't feel the emotions as strong as if I don't. If I miss a day of meditation, then I can feel that. My brain kinds of stuff starts going on. But yeah, meditation is real important. Dr. Adam, I appreciate your time, and you know, again, can you give us your website just really quick before we have to say goodbye to you?
Yeah, it's intuitivehealthsolutions.com.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, I just wanted to be sure we got that in there. Now, the energy scan that you were talking about, how does that? You know, I know how it works, but let's say that I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, but how does that work? I mean, how would that work on a person? What does that show up?
So how it looks like, say, for instance, for me, so what I'm doing is I'm sort of taking my consciousness out of my body and then connecting with God, so
right.
making sure that I'm coming from the purest place when I do it.
Right.
And then I put the intention out to connect with that person. And from doing that, I typically will start looking at what's going on around them first, so their energy field or aura, and then I'll go into the body and scan the person's body to see how things are going. So usually I'll go to a specific area, like I will have already, for instance, if I've already talked to the person or they've gotten an email from them, so
right.
then I'll be able to go to a specific area to find out what's going on. Or because if you just go from, I could spend like an hour, 2 hours or more in a
right.
person's body if I went from top to bottom.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to say. Specifically, I'll go
say,
after
that,
a specific area, for instance, like if a person is having digestive problems. So
right.
I'll go to their digestive system. And sometimes, yeah, if there'll typically be a problem in that area, but I'll look for the root cause of what's causing it.
Right.
and then let the person know what the root cause is.
Okay. And you do offer right now, at this moment in time, anyhow, you're offering a free energy scan. So and so I would go to your website. You know, if somebody's interested in that, you know, contact them. Just know that might take a while because he is busy at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, and then as a mode of getting better, then I do a full distance healing session or however many it takes for that person. Which are an hour-long healing, which I'll do sometimes on the phone or off the phone with people, depending on the situation.
Right. I found that interesting because I didn't know that you could do that on the phone with the person. Well, yeah, I found that interesting because a lot of times I hear Reiki, you know, people say that they could do it, you know, long distance with the person off the phone, but I could see it being beneficial with them on the phone because you're picking up their, I would think that you'd be picking up their energy a little stronger, maybe. I don't know. This is something for me to think about. But I appreciate your time, and I'm going to let you go, but it's been a pleasure, and I'm glad we finally could get you on here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem, and thank you so much, and you have a good day, okay?
Yeah, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Right. Yeah, and please go check out his website. Again, I'm going to give that to you. It is www.intuitivehealthsolutions.com. Dr. Adam Fulmore is his name. You know, check out his website. I'm on his website right now. Some really cool things over there. It talks about all the different holistic medicines that he learned, that he's gone through. You know, so check it out. His energy is awesome. I love his energy. And so go check it out. You know, there's just a lot over here. I'm scanning through this right now. There's just a lot over here. And, you know, like I said, you know, he's offering distant healing scans and stuff over there. So check him out. You know, free is good, but just realize it might take them a little bit of time to get back to you. Okay, so you know, be patient. Patience is a virtue, and it's something that we all need to learn. All right. Spirit's good, and all the time, spirit's good. We just have to realize that. You know, energy is an amazing thing, and you know, like with you know, a lot of us are feeling all these emotions right now, and we're not knowing exactly where they're coming from, you know, what's going on. Dr. Adam could help you with that. Okay, so if you're having a hard time, and you know, because this is not my area of expertise, you know, I do energy healing and stuff like that, but you know, I believe Dr. Adam could help you, and so, of course, I'm going to recommend him. He was a guest here. You know, get a scan. You know, let him see if there's something going on that you need to know about. Then go from there. You know, and you know, you look at, a lot of times I think that people look at cost on these things, and they think, well, you know, I can't afford it. You know, money's really tight right now, Michael. I don't know if I can afford it. I believe this. And this is one thing that I strongly believe in. I believe that if spirit wants you to do something, spirit will provide the money for you to do it. That's what I believe. If you have that gut thing right now inside of you that says, hey, you know what, maybe I need to contact Dr. Adam. I really liked him. I really feel this energy. Maybe you're feeling that tug right now. You know, listen to that. Listen to that intuitive thing that's inside of you. You were born with that. I call it that little inner voice that says, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. Sometimes we can override that, but if you're really feeling a pull, because I feel like there's somebody listening, that's why I'm staying on this right now, because I feel like that there's somebody listening to my voice right now that you're really stuck. You can feel it. You know that you're stuck. But you don't know what to do. You've been looking for different things. You've been looking everywhere else. You've gone to all kinds of other stuff. But it's not working for you. What do you have to lose? It's a free thing that he does, the scan. It's free. Contact him. Get it done. You know, go from there. You know, I think free is good. I'm going to contact him and see. You know, it doesn't hurt. Okay. You know, that's one thing about energy, healing and stuff. There's no pain. There's no thing. You know, and you just have to find the right person for you. That's what I tell people, like with readers, like when you want a reading. You know, I tell you this all the time. You know, maybe I'm not the perfect fit for you as a reader. And I don't get mad if I'm not that perfect fit. Because, you know, everybody has different things, different energy. Maybe I'm not the reader for you. And a lot of times, I will tell you, if you contact me and I don't feel that connection, I will tell you that I'm not feeling a connection and I'm not the reader for you. And I would recommend you to anybody else. And I've had several readers here that I have a lot of people that I could recommend you to. Because I'm not going to waste my time or your time if we don't connect. And I feel like that Dr. Adam would be the same way. Okay. And that's good. That's an awesome thing in the world that's coming, you know, is that if we can't help you, we're going to recommend you to somebody that can help you. Okay. Because, you know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I know that. And that's okay. But I appreciate you listening to the show today. Hopefully you got something out of it. Please contact him. Again, his website, let me give it to you one more time. It's intuitivehealthsolutions.com. All right? Is where you can find him. All right? And like I said, check out his website. So, all right. Dr. Adam, thank you again so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure. Maybe someday I'll get up there to see you. I always wanted to see Canada, so maybe one of these days I'll get there. And I'll be setting up a scan with you soon. So, all right. Let's see. What else do I need to talk to you about? You know, and I'm going to try the technique that he taught us. I'm going to try it as soon as we get off there, actually. And so, I'm not feeling stressed out today, but it's not going to hurt me, I don't think. So, it's always would be helpful. You know, and the one thing about, you know, the one thing that he mentioned that I think is real important is a lot of times, you know, we're just scanning the surface of our emotions. Because sometimes the emotion thing that you're feeling, maybe you're feeling anger. Okay, what is causing that anger? What is the root of that? You know, we have to get to the roots. Because if we don't get to the roots of the problem, then the thing's just going to grow again. It's like if you chop out a tree and you don't pull the roots out, then you're going to have some problems. You have to get to the roots and you have to pull the roots out. And sometimes that's a little bit of pain, but what, you know, but you're already hurting. You know, just let it come up, and then you'll feel better once it comes out. I always think of it like a bad tooth. You know, this is how when I started dealing with emotions, you know, I always looked at it like a bad tooth. You have a bad tooth in your head, all of a sudden it started hurting, and it's hurting, and it's hurting, and it's hurting. And you know, a lot of people have fear of dentists, so they don't go to the dentist. And then that tooth is just in there and it's decaying, and that's how your emotions are. You know, but once you get that bad tooth out of there, then you feel a lot better. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about, to the root of those emotions. Get to the root of those, okay? And like I said, Dr. Adam can help you with that. Just give him a chance, okay? You know, and if he's not a fit for you, then find somebody that can help you, okay? All right, ma'am. I will be on air tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I won't be on tomorrow, as far as I know. I did say that we're going to be on tomorrow. So I would pay attention to the show page. But we're normally going to be on Wednesday. And this week I'm going to go back to, for me anyhow, we're going to go back to 6 o'clock. So I'm going to be on at 6 o'clock on Wednesday and 6 o'clock on Friday. Okay, I know. But let's just, best way to follow me is follow me. Then you'll get reminders of when we're on. But 6 p.m., we're going to go to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, 6 p.m. on Friday. And then on Saturday at 1 p.m., I have another guest with me, Maya Simon, I hope I said that right. She'll be with us on Saturday. I keep saying tomorrow, so check tomorrow. And tomorrow I would say, okay, we're going to say at this moment in time, because I just got nudged by spirit. So tomorrow I will be on air tomorrow at 10 a.m. I don't know why yet, but spirit just told me that I will be on air tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. We'll be on air tomorrow. So we will be on air tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. Then we're going to be on a Wednesday at 6 p.m. And then Friday we're going to be on at 6 p.m. Saturday we'll be on at 1 p.m. with Maya. So I hope you guys are liking the guests. Is there anybody that you would like to be a guest on our program and you would think that they would agree to be here? Let me know. I'm always looking for guests. You know, I spend a lot of time looking for guests. I follow the leading of spirit, but maybe I overlook somebody. You know, that can happen. So if you know somebody, or maybe you're listening to me and you would like, you got something to share. Everybody in the world has something to share. We're just afraid to share it sometimes. Maybe we're looking for that place that says, hey, you know what? You know, I'm going to go there because I feel comfortable, and hopefully you feel comfortable here. And so if you have something that you want to share, maybe you have a story that you want to share that you think that could help people, contact me. It's not going to hurt you to contact me. The worst thing I could do is say no. Okay? But contact me. And you can do that by writing me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. That's insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Also, or another email address would be spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. Either one of those would get to me, okay? Check out our websites at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. That way you'll know what's coming on here. Also, you can go over there and listen to all the guests that I've had. I've had some awesome off-the-hook guests. And so check them out. Maybe I'm a little prejudiced, but I think they've been awesome. And so, go check them out for yourself and let me know if they're awesome or not. All right. My personal website, you can set up a reading with me. If you would like to get a reading with me, maybe you're looking for a reader that can help you with some answers, maybe contact a loved one. I think I'm the guy for you. Check me out at www.spirituallyawakening.com. All right, we will be here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. This show is actually being called by spirit. I have no idea why at this moment, but 10 a.m. Central. Maybe another channel message is coming through. Check out yesterday's channel message if you have not. So far, I believe that's the longest channel message I have delivered. Very intense, very to the point. A lot of things are getting ready to happen, my friend. We'll be talking about those in days ahead. But a lot of things are about to happen on our planet. Do not be afraid. Do not let the fear, the emotion of fear, engulf you, because it's really hard to get out of there once it's in. Okay? So don't go into a place of fear. Let's go into a place of faith and a place of trust. Okay? But I will tell you, a lot of things are popping up here. We'll be discussing them days ahead. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you again, Dr. Adam Fulmore, for being here today. Thank you, Rose, for your help and for being here. And thank you, listeners, for being here. I'll see you here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Have a great day. I think I'm going to go out and ride some more. And so before it starts, looks like it might rain at any moment. So I'm going to go out and ride my bike. If you got a bike, grab it and go out there. Who knows? You might see me. All right. You have a great day. And I love you guys. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Okay, I promise. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Ananda.